Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly clear. 67 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Partly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours. Cloudy, 67 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy, 68 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy, 70 degrees.
Kingy EPL Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy, 72 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy, 73 degrees.
KE8UXT for KE8UXM. KE8EPL Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Partly sunny, 74 degrees.
Strike support, can you out there? Strike support, can you out there? switch you're pushing in your chest. That's me, little 11.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 76 degrees.
Some of it, but you're still scratchy, sir. This is Kilo Echo 8, Z Tango Papa. That one was a little bit better, but say your call sign again, please.
My first time to use my ham radio. So, very green. Over.
Yes, that spot in your yard is a very good spot. Put an X down below your feet. That is where you need to be at. If you're still using the rubber ducky on your handheld, I would advise you getting a quarter wave. That will probably help you out as well. Or even get Magmouth and use a cookie sheet with it. Over.
That's the plan. Definitely an upgrade antenna. That way it can be better. But glad to be able to connect. 73 KF8 DSC.
Well, you have a good day. This is Kilo Echo 8, Z Tango Papa, 73 and clear.
I just made a mistake. I switched channels on my D-flex.
That was better. Over.
Okay, you're coming in loud and clear right now.
I think I'm standing at the right spot.
You sound much better now. Can you hear me okay?
Clear. Very clear. Over.
That's good. This is... that's working. This is the one I have the antenna on that I just put up.
Say that again, please. Over.
This old radio that I'm using right now with the antenna that I put up a little while ago. Over.
So you're using an old radio instead of the other one that you used the other day. Over.
Yes, my handheld is not working at all because I have very true with
leave us a lot of static. I can hear you, but the static is kind of in and out.
I'm not sure what to do about that.
That one was good. No static. I don't know what you were doing, where you are, but that exact last contact was the last sentence you said is clear, very clear.
That's good.
That one was barely audible.
I don't know why I'm doing the same thing.
That was good. But at least it got connected. This is great. We'll just have to capture it. Get better antenna. Thank you.
and all the
What's your call sign? Just call sign.
Well, I don't know what's going on with this repeater. It's having some serious issues. KB8OOE.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 75 degrees.
Maybe it's not the repeater. KB8OOE Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar Oscar Echo. This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot.
Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot.
Anyway. KAGLN or KAGBD?
Can you give us a general net call, please?
Well, Roger Week, this is KAGBD assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSC net. Anyone wishing to check in to the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. Repeat. Anyone wishing to check in to the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. K-E-A-G-O-N, K-A-G-B-D, nothing heard.
Nothing heard here either. We'll start off with what we got then. Let me help you with the weather we've had this past few days here. Let's see here. We've got a few things going on this week. Kind of a light week from the state perspective, but I've got a couple of things going on. During the morning, there is an Oxcom action team meeting. That is the name of the work group at the state level. There is also a national work group, and for some reason, the federal government has decided to call those action. Later in the evening, I'll be getting together with the planning team, and we are going to continue working on the fall exercise. That is the second as well. Mark the calendar for it. Should be a lot of fun. The lead ideas came out last week, and
County EOC, meet some of the people there, and also
enjoyed spending time with members of the Arctic group that were there for the exercise from Wayne County. So it was good experience all around, had a good time. No sign off on my DVD, but that's okay. Doesn't really matter. Other than that, not too much going on. Just sort of getting ready to some of the other things that I'm involved in are starting to kick up. So that'll keep me busy for the next couple of weeks for absolutely for sure. Anyway, thanks for running the nuts there, Max. And let's see, good evening to all the folks on the nuts there. Back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta.
All right, KUTDB, KUTR, construction FDSC. Well, glad you were able to help out in the northern
That's how we work through those things.
And, yeah, so we'll see that, and we'll see you in, look forward to hearing you on the 27th if you're on the air with us. All right, let's go to NDLP News to be followed by WAUHW. Mr. Mike, what's happening?
Oh, not much. Worked a little bit at a repeater site today. Got caught in two traffic jams and one accident on the way home and almost didn't make it home for the net. Nothing worse than being less than a quarter mile from your house and having to make a five-mile detour because the roads are closed, but that's what I went through. But thanks for being that control. You guys take care, and I'll be listening here. 73 all, and it'll be you.
All right, Mike, well, thank you for that. Geez, yeah, taking a long way home, quite literally there. Glad you made it home safely, though, and we were able to join us. We thank you for riding along and providing the remote services for the internet here as well. There are people who would not be able to join us if not for your efforts. So, again, it's greatly appreciated. Next up, we've got Whiskey A, Uniform Hotel Whiskey, and be followed by KCA YDF. I believe the name is Steve. Good afternoon, and your comments coming out, sir.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Steve and Celine. So, yeah, I guess like Dave, my activity this weekend was in the North American UFO party. I heard Dave out a few times. He was apparently quicker on the P than I was. I heard him jump in calls a little quicker than I was. So, that was fun. Anyway, that's about the extent of my amateur radio activity. That's a good opportunity to test the current capabilities of my station here. So, appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for running that, guys, and I'll turn it back.
WAUHW. All right, Steve, WAUHW, KUAPY, Michigan Section, FDXNL. Well, Steve, appreciate you coming. Please come on back. We'll be 5:30 on Sundays, and you can hear or make the other frequencies that you're listed. And, I don't do a lot of contacting with them. I have done a Michigan KSL party, or at least helped in it a couple of times, and it's fun, and it's great exercise in terms of stretching your ability to follow traffic and jump in and get things done. So it can be enjoyable. Let's go to YDF and then to WAXB. Mr. Rod, how's things in Saginaw?
Good evening, Max. Everyone on the net, hopefully the link's coming in fine here. It dropped for a second on the Saginaw link, but I'm on the Bay City link out there now, so hopefully I'm coming in okay. Only thing coming up, Thursday is our next Aries training. We will be doing our welcome back since we give them July off. We're back in August here. This is kind of our fun event for the year. This is our picnic and movie night. We provide hot dogs and buns and condiments and that for everybody, and then everybody else that wants to come bring a dish to pass. So we have dinner first, and then we do a movie after. We try and pick some sort of self-preparedness, emergency, some sort of related to the Aries type of events. Something like that to do this year. We're doing a little variance this year. For the last several years, everybody's wanted to watch the movie Airplane. So they want out, so that's what we're going to watch this year. So we'll do a fun event. September, we'll be out at our 911 center and the conference room there. We'll be doing our training from there, going over our communications room there before the SET, so hopefully we'll have a little preliminary information, be able to get out to everybody about what's going on. That'll come up the fourth Thursday of September, so that's where we'll be at there. So back over to you, Max. Thanks for doing that, KC8YVF.
Well, don't call me Shirley. Airplane, that's a good movie. I haven't watched that in a while. Maybe I'll get that on the queue and we'll watch that again sometime soon. Or maybe I'll come over and see it. I like the one about the training that you put together. You've got a great curriculum and stuff that you do for all the folks here in the county. And yes, obviously the link was up, so good to hear from you. All right, we go to WAUHW. That's going to bring us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Charlie, how are things down in Kalamazoo, St. Joseph Way?
Hey, that's me. That's where I'm at. This is WAUHW. currently living in Kalamazoo County, and this past Thursday night had a impromptu casual meeting with a bunch of the Kalamazoo, I guess the group is calling itself the Assistant Emergency Coordinators. There were several of us, and since we left our county EC here for resignation, we wanted to keep Wednesday night nuts going until a new EC can be wrangled out. And then also here in Kalamazoo County, we're waiting for a new full-time emergency manager. The county sheriff appointed his undersheriff to be the acting emergency manager right now, and we all agreed that one member of our group should reach out to him. So a former county sheriff reservist, who is also a powerful active ham, he volunteered to go make that that initial contact with the temporary new guy. And it'd be nice if we could stop having tornadoes over here. St. Joseph County had one about a week and a half ago, and we're all kind of tired of these things sneaking up and taking the power out. Luckily, again, nobody got hurt, and there was minimal damage, a little commercial damage in downtown Three Rivers, and that was about that. And some farm equipment, like irrigation equipment, some of that got tipped over, and of course we had to have the obligatory trees in the road and power lines down, so that all happened in the Three Rivers and Northwest County, and that was part of St. Joseph County. No communication problems other than, I think there was some cell phone overload, just that everybody was up and talking, so that was about all I was made aware of on that. And let's see, good to hear about the date for the SET. I'll start putting that out and then seeing who can participate and crank up on that. Let's see. I think that's about all I can state right now. So, Max, you got a really nice signal here on 40 tonight. Pretty much everybody does. Nice to see 40 meters acting like 40 meters right now, right here. So I'll pass it back to you, Max, say 73, and good luck with your meetings this week. KE8DON from WD8AXB, over.
All right, Charlie, WD8AXB, KE8DON, Michigan Tech, FDLC Net. Well, yeah, your signal is really good as well. Yeah, 40's pretty strong there. At first I was a little nervous, just because it took a while before I got the first check in. Overall, and so most stations are, I'd say, fair, readable or better. We had one mistake, so pretty good. Let's see here, get some comments on here. Well, good to keep the team going wait for some organization changes in the county there. I know they've got some things going on in the emergency management organization, and they'll get through that, and then be able to get the relationships established and reestablished there as it goes. And you folks have certainly had more than your share of weather this year, as far as that goes, and I feel that the hoarding with tornadoes down there, the state's going to complain too much, and thankfully, in all seriousness, that the damage and the injuries, especially the injuries, has been few and very few, and so with that, that's good news, or that's a good thing. This is Keely Walkaway, Delta Oscar November for the Michigan Section ARPS CNET. We're at the bottom of the roster, so I'm going to place one more call and see if there's anybody else who'd like to join in. Thank you. Are there any relays?
I'll check in, but just for a quickie in and out, N-A-G-Y-U.
N-A-G-Y-U, thank you. Do you have any comments on this today?
Now you're fading in and out on me, but I'm in Emily City. Name is Rick, and I don't know, I'm just an in and out. I just scanned in real quick, and I heard you in there, and you was really rock solid. Now you're not so rock solid to me. I'll get out of your hair. That's about all I can say. This is N-H-E-Y-U.
Thank you for joining us after the interview. Is there anybody else who would like to join the net before we close? Please call. Anyways. All right, hearing that, we will close this session of the net with 9 participants in 23 minutes of runtime. I want to thank everybody for joining us this afternoon. Great week ahead. Stay safe and stay healthy, and we will see you next Sunday, if not sooner. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta, Oscar November, closing this session of Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coin House.
KEADON. I also have 9 stations, 23 minutes. Thanks for running the net, Max.
This is KAJDD. Roger that, and thank you for confirming the numbers as well and for assisting alternate net control. And NAWE, thank you, sir, for your help this afternoon. This is KAJDD.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 70 degrees.
Yes.
Well, I had every intention of coming home and doing this. I ended up doing that. And, so here I sit. Yeah. I mean, I got some stuff done, but for the most part, laundry was the big one. God, I needed to do laundry today. Day's not over, but still.
Yeah, that's one of those things that can get away from you if you're not, if you don't keep up on it. You're a little light into the system. I'd give you about a 80%. You kind of come and go just a little, fade just a little bit. No, it's not bad, it's copyable, but it's a little light.
I shall switch to a radio.
We're loud and clear.
Yeah, I was putzing around with that little HP I was telling you about. I was trying to see how would you do DTMF without a keypad. I've got a Yaesu that's the same way. It's not a bad little radio, but no DTMF pad, which I need. And so I was checking out this little ICOM. And, it's not bad. They implement it on the fly pretty well. You know, it's not as easy as just, you know, keying up and hitting a DTMF keypad, but it's not horrible.
Okay. I will say, too, that the audio was a little light on that one, which doesn't improve the signal-to-noise ratio. You know, audio level to signal-noise ratio. When it's a little light, but I know that can be a work in progress. But anyway, yeah. So how would you do it? Would you have to like pre-program something in a menu, or is there an app for that? I guess, for lack of a better word.
I'm sorry. To do what? To do the DTMF? What did I? Brain fart on there.
Yeah, to transmit DTMF tones if you need to for node control or something else.
Okay, yeah, app threw me for a loop. No, it's just a function of the radio. You press a key, and one of the choices is DTMF TX, and direct input, and then you have to, you know, use the top knob to roll to the character you want, then hit the arrow over, and then the next character and the arrow over, and then you hit transmit whatever you put in. So it's not convenient, and then you can store memory. So if you had a node and you were frequently, you know, doing certain things like connecting, you could put those in the memory, so you could just roll the one and hit it. So, you know, it's basically DTMF memories or a quick keypad or queue you could load up and send on the fly. But it's still, you know, character, you know, roll the knob to the character, move the cursor over, roll the knob to the character, move the cursor over. It's somewhat painful in that regard.
Okay, I get that. It's funny, the built-in memory CW key in the 7700 program the same way. You know, you don't just hit record and record in, you know, send your paddle and it records what you want. You to go through the menu and, yeah, you dial the VFO to get the thing, and then you got to hit the arrow and get to the next thing. And the counterintuitive part is you don't get a number. If you're in a space and you want to put the number in, you roll the VFO all back and forth, you get all the letters and some characters, but there's no numbers. You have to go to the front panel, you know, number pad, and hit the 8, and then it inserts the 8. Yeah, it's just a little quirky. One of the few things I actually had to go to the manual to figure out, but I want you to do it a couple times. But, yeah, well, it gives you more functions with fewer controls, and there's something for that.
Sorry about that. Had to tend to something. Yep. You know, I'd like to, I got a ton of handhelds, and I don't hardly use any of them except for my work one. And I should just round them all up, dump them all, and just try to find one. I wish there was one. You know, the ones we were talking about earlier, those were great radios. I liked them in almost every way. I loved my old TH-78. That was a great radio. And had a keypad that was hidden behind a sliding cover, and you know, so you didn't have to have it out there, you know, all the time. You'd be bumped, and it was a dual band, dual watch, and all that good stuff. I don't know if it could do VV and UU. I think that was just before VV UU came out, because I find that very useful, where you can have dual U or dual V on a dual bander, because I rarely use VHF, but I'm frequently using two different things for UHF. So if I could find a really nice, you know, one that's dual band, dual watch, you know, then that would be good. But, you know, nice keypad. One handheld to rule them all and just get rid of everything else. I don't need any digital modes. I mean, if it came with one, whatever. You know, but I wouldn't buy it for that reason.
Do you all remember the, yeah, the TH-77 and the 78 and the W-2? I have a W-2A, but I've worked it for sale a few times without any bites. I guess I need to find the right price and get that listed correctly. It was a good radio. I had two new batteries for it and found a microphone and a charger cord and, you know, all that stuff. Spent more than what the thing is worth cumulatively on the market, so. Oh, well. It was a win, I guess. But, yeah, you know, in the 32AT I use all the time, but it doesn't do much, but what it does pretty darn well. With the exception of the internal speaker, you know, the internal speaker in there, I think, you know, came the diaphragm and came delaminated or something, so it sounds terrible. You know, it's kind of raspy and tinny and needs to be opened up and probably have the internal speaker repaired or replaced. That is an issue on that one, but the external speaker mic sounds fine, so just use it that way.
You and your IC32.
Yeah, it is a relic. But it's good radio, it works. Well, anyway, I'm about 5 minutes from home, and I have not had much of a lunch, just snacks at the office, which is bad, 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 bad. I'm going to fix myself a cocktail or pour myself a glass of something and figure out what's for dinner. I will catch you anon. W8FU, KBD.
Yeah, sorry about that pause there. I had to attend to something. But, okay, yeah, I'm going to do the same. 624 here. I'm going to figure out what, if anything, we're doing for South Hootsky. I think this Ozempic might finally be having an effect on me. You know, I had that breakfast this morning, and I'm just not hungry. So I don't know if that Ozempic's finally starting to have an effect, which is one of the things it's supposed to do. That's not why I take it, but I hear that's one of the beneficial side effects for us fatties with diabetes. So, but I still can't figure out what I'm going to do, because if I don't, then I'm going to regret it, and then I'll eat something really bad, and then, you know, close to bedtime, which is worse. All right, I'll talk to you in a bit. W8FU. W8NSU. Nick, let me just jump in and say hi real quick, and I'm going to tend into figuring out what's for dinner here. I just noticed it's already 6:30, but how you doing?
Yeah, I just heard the end of your conversation there. I just left the grocery store myself doing the same thing, but wanted to say that Ozempic is a great one, and yes, it's exactly what it'll do. It'll suppress you a little bit, but for us diabetics with fatty issues, it's a good one.
Yeah, I was already on another one, Trulicity, once a week injectable, and I asked at my last doctor's appointment, I said, can you switch me over to this Ozempic? And they said, yep, no problem. And I think it's cheaper, and, you know, and not for me, it doesn't matter. It's all the same price for me, but I think it's cheaper, you know, so I don't know why they didn't recommend that. And I like the, you know, kit is a lot better. You know, with the one pen and the replaceable needles. You know, with the Qlicity, I had a pen for every injection. And so every injection, they had to refrigerate them all, and I'd get 3 months' worth, so I'd have to have these, you know, boxes stacked up in the refrigerator, you know, and for one pen every Saturday, and then I have to dispose of one every week. And this one here, you know, it's you get a month's worth in a single pen in a real small and compact. So I kind of like it better in that regard, if nothing else. And if it does everything that Trulicity does, plus, you know, suppress my appetite and give me some weight loss benefits, hey, that's a big win. But anyhow, let me jump out of here. I don't know where you're at. You might comment. You were real, real solid when you first came in, and there was some picket fencing during that last one, but I caught everything. So I'm taking it you're running around St. Clair there.
Yeah, all good. It'll be just back in the driveway at the house. So I ran the grocery store and back in the driveway. But, yeah, we'll do that combo the next time around. So get yourself something.
73,
we'll catch you. I'll be
there. Okay, real good. Real good. Catch you later. WNFU.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 67 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees.
W8FSM, W8FU.
Sound check.
Good evening, 21 hours. mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees.
OIE, golf cart and mobile. I'm clear. OIE, golf cart mobile. Eight, OIE, sir.
Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees.